Good evening, good evening. Welcome back to another episode, another edition with your boy Joey Fresh, right on the podcast all around the world, sponsored and being promoted by Spotify as well. If you have Apple Podcasts. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Joey Fresh Show. I am your host, Joey Fresh. Now, this has been an amazing week, upset week, and your boy has been going through a lot. I've drove in with my boy Nick from California to this amazing event of ROTC reunion. When I met with my old sergeant, Master Sergeant Lucky, great guy. I think one who hosted it. We also have a lot of other people that put the pieces together, like Kathy and Bobby. She made a lot of like treats, snacks for us, and Juan put the venue together. I think it was really good. I think who showed up was meant to be there. My friend Abdul, like a brother to me, flew in from Kuwait for this event. And I think it was amazing. You know, it was at a restaurant downtown of San Antonio. I couldn't have missed it. I couldn't have missed the time I haven't spent with my friend Abdul from 8 years. From our last class reunion. But it's different. You know, if you're in the Corps, if you served in the military, you understand that, you know, when you went to high school, you create your friendships, you know, with your long-term buddies. But when you're in the military, I remind you, ROTC, you know, it still has the fundamentals, you know, getting you prepared for the life task on transitioning to a branch that you feel that's going to be more acceptable for you, right? But on that process, right, ladies and gentlemen, on that journey in high school, you know, still doing your lessons, you know, your color guard, your marksmanship, your PT, you know, dressing up with your uniform, knowing your chain of command, knowing your platoon, your cadets, your ranks, you know, earning your ribbons, right? As a ROTC cadet, right? And then I loved it because you also experience when you go on to a military base for a whole week, spending a night, just like a regular, boot camp is, right? So that being said, is our Master Sergeant Lucky, you know, I haven't seen him since I graduated. No, I take that back. After I graduated, he was doing a fundraiser for all the cadets by taking part in our local NASCAR event out there in Dallas. So each year what he did to help raise the funds for all the cadets when they do their tours and travels for National Color Guard, right? You know, he always had a way to generate revenue for the cadets. And, you know, it's not easy. You know, it's not easy doing all these side hustles, these side gigs. But having not giving up on the young youth, I think letting all my listeners out there that the foundation, growing up without a father, you know, if I didn't attend ROTC and see the benefits that have played in my life, I think I would have been affiliated in the drug industry. I would have been a gangbanger, you know, because I had those parts. I had, you know, in high school, I was trying to be the baddest person, you know, because out of middle school, I used to get picked on a lot, you know, because due to my weight, you know. So when I got to high school and I got part into all these activities, you know, I start changing more, you know, petitioning more, you know, and traveling more due to, you know, ROTC. But when I go back and I tell you about the memories that you earn with your cadets growing up, learning the chain of command while in the program, man, you create the bond. You create like an amazing long-term relationship, almost like the military, right? But having this event this past week with all the people that were, you know, there was supposed to be more, but the people that came up, I think around like 20, 25 people did show up, you know. And I was telling my friend Abdul, And my friend Max was there as well. A lot of Cynthia, Eric, you know, Daniel Canales. We had Nina, Lisa, and her family, and then Nina's son. Juan Ortega's the one that put it together. Who else was there? Of course, your boy Fresh, Joey Fresh, was there. Savannah was there. I think that was it. And if I did forget your name, please, I do apologize. But going back, you know, you wish a lot of people could come to events that you set up, right? And this is my opinion. I felt that sometimes the people that are meant to be there are meant for a reason. Because if, and I was telling my friend this, Abdul, if they would make time for you, it shows that you're important to them. You know, people will sacrifice an hour or 2 hours to spend time with you, right? And my friend was kind of like, I wish, you know, he was shooting out texts and like, hey, I'm in San Antonio. I'd like to hang out with you. I'd like to catch up. And a lot of people are like, I worked this week. You know, just heard that phrase. I'm sorry, I worked this week. So you work 24 hours a day that you can't not sacrifice, not even 30 minutes, not even a lunch, something to spend time with someone that's traveled for 18 hours to come to another country. You know, this is a perfect time to, you know, we haven't caught up to stop by and say hi, right? And he was, I knew he was a little aggravated about it, but I just kept reminding him, let's have fun. You're here. Let's enjoy the most of it. And he did, you know. Shout outs to Juan Ortega's bar that we went to afterwards called The Social Spot. You know, he partnered up with his brothers, you know, Sergio and Juan. Great, you know, great business concept. And I love about this, and this is kind of going into what I want to talk about, and just giving you guys an imaginal event that occurred this past week, right? When I was talking to a lot of my friends that were there, like Daniel Canales, you know, Abdul, Juan, Cynthia, I feel like I'm a business person. I may have no business right now like I did before, but I'm like a kid in a candy store when you start talking about business. I just get like, yeah, like that. And you just, because their concept, their ideas. And when you, and it's true, common thinking people will be attracted to other thinking people. And it's the way how they develop through all the different types of obstacles in their careers, in their business, right? Because a lot of people have different businesses. And in, through those different businesses, there's a lot of different missing pieces. But that being said, you learn how to progress. You learn how to fill in those gaps when things hit the fan. So I'm over there picking their brains. Daniel Canales is telling me he does, he flips houses. Cynthia, she opened up her Healthy Bluty salon that basically helps and motivates and also provides therapy for all her patients as well. Then Juan, he's still in the military, but he also organized what the federal treasury of people who get funded by the government, like for if you like bid on a job, right? What he does is make sure that you pay what you're supposed to pay towards back to the government on their government jobs. And then he also, that's one, and he also out of the military, he deals with the bar, and he also wants to get into other businesses. My friend Abdul, he's inquiring to take a company here back to Kuwait, you know. And I love it just hearing, sitting down at the table. And then here's the kicker: my Master Sergeant Lucky, he had a niche back in high school during my era, right? His was color guard, right? He perfected, he organized, he took it down to the T, and all to the cadets, he make it look like a sword. Sharp, on point, on rhythm. So what he did, he turned it into a program. You know, unfortunately, the school, you know, due to his retirement, the school had to move on, you know, changing things up. So Master Sergeant Lucky said, well, you know what? I know what I'm good at. I'm going to create something and provide it at other schools for the same program for the ROTC. And look, he did. He turned something that was very impassionable, very critique down to the T. And he knows that other people in other schools and other nations are looking to be the number one. So why not pay to this program to make you become the number one? And that's what he did. For the past, he retired in 2018. 19, 22, 23. Well, the pandemic, right? So we say four years that his program's been out. But he's generating more than he made in school as a teacher. Well, plus, you know, as a vet from the military. But, you know, I'm just saying that he turned something into a value asset for him. Because each year, there's always going to be new cadets in ROTC program in high school, right? So each year, there's always going to be competition. You know, he created a program that other, you know, cadets will need. So that right there, I love it. Creating something that he originally did, he loved to do, very passionate, and turn it into a program and make revenue off of. Same thing with my boy Daniel. You know, he was in real estate. He loved the houses. And he said, you know what? Instead of just purchasing houses, I want to flip it. So I want to get it, gut it, fix it, remodel it, and then sell it. Man, another. Found a niche. Found his niche. My boy Juan found his niche. You know, he was in the military, organizing other businesses for the military and for the government, and so, you know what, I'm gonna bring that and become a counselor out of here and try to help startup businesses with the plan, with the organization. You know, and his bar here in San Antonio is going on 6 years, and that to me is phenomenal, because San Antonio's, their lifespan as bars and clubs here are short term due to a lot of reasons. You know culture, you know, bad influencers, you know, they will come and where good things happen, bad always come, right? But fixing it, seeing the problem, coming with a solution, you know, and he found his niche and apply it out here as well into the real world. And that right there is, man, brilliant. You know, I just like when he said that he was telling us about how much he pays in bills for the light, roughly around $2,500, right? I'm like, dang, but he got to think about it, right? And we don't know this in business. Sometimes business, wherever business you own, everything fluctuates in different wattage and different costs, right? But, you know, he's trying to figure out a good execution on the monopoly system our energy system here in San Antonio. There's only one company called CPS. If you go to other cities in Texas, there's always two. So we don't have another person, but he's trying to execute. Like, okay, let's figure out some way. And that right there, ladies and gentlemen, when your back's against the wall as a business owner, are you going to basically fold and let it go? Or are you going to execute it and overcome it? Ooh, overcome an obstacle that you're going to be facing that, but it's going to progress you further in life. And honestly, ladies and gentlemen, honestly, you got to really think, life is always going to throw things at you, right? Even in the business aspect, life is always going to show you, okay, you're ready for this. You're ready to be a big dog. Put your pants up and let's ready to get this. You got to have that dog in you. You know, it's the same way how you apply for, I'm just so amped up. It's like when you apply that dog in you into any aspect in life, you know, you just want to get into it. And then here's the niche that I felt that suit for me, right? And this is going to the new podcast I'm about to launch, ladies and gentlemen. It's Talk Trash with Joey Fresh, right? So it dawned on me recently, because your boy loves talking trash and I'm an Eagle fan, Philadelphia, right? So I've been going in on these Facebook groups, you know, talking trash about the Dallas Cowboys, talking trash about other teams that we're playing, right? Right now, our season is 6-1. And, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy. If you're a fan of sports, especially football, you know, your season could be really good or your season could be really crappy. And, you know, you're going to get a lot of pushback from both sides. You're going to get a lot of negativity. But that's where the trash talk comes in. That's where you feel like, look, this is my team. I'm so passionate. I love it. You know, I'm ready to talk mash about your team and know your facts. And then you become your own anchor, right? You become your own sport analyst, right? You know your facts. You know your data. You're going against this and going against that. So why did I create this amazing platform on the new podcast? It's because I found a niche when I was talking a lot of junk on social media. My following started building up. I gained at least another 500 followers and just talking trash. But then that's when I found that niche. I found that niche. I said, instead of putting the spotlight on the players, right? Instead of putting the spotlight on the players, right? Because, ladies and gentlemen, as a fan, we support them. As a fan, we provide. And as a fan, we give them our money. So instead of putting a spotlight on the players, I figure why not put the spotlight on the fans? Discuss with me. Have that one-on-one with me. Let's get down to the gutter. I want to know why you became a fan, how long have you became a fan, and understand, why do you think your team's going to make it to the Super Bowl? Why do you think your team's going to make it to the playoff? And that right there, ladies and gentlemen, that's when I found, like, I found a niche. I want to connect more. I know I talk a lot of smack. I know I talk a lot of trash. But when you start connecting more, you start bringing the real relationship on the real meaning of why you're a real fan. You know? So that was my niche. That's when I realized that I hadn't been at that reunion to network with all the successful people that affiliated with the ROTC business. And, you know, some people, they did sky high out of high school. They went to the branch. They, you know, shout out to Eric that did two tours overseas. You know, people did. But what did you apply when you come out? What did you benefit? You know, the course you go into after you finish doing the test, you got to realize, ladies and gentlemen, when you come out, what do you have that's going to benefit you? Yes, you could get a paycheck monthly, right? Yes, you could take another job, but you have to apply what you learn to apply in the real world. You know, because I was telling my friend Juan, perfect example. I said, you know, I was thinking about becoming a pilot. I was thinking about going, because I'm still young. I got my bachelor's, and I said, you know what? I was thinking about doing the Space Force. Go in, maybe 10 years. He said, you know what? And this is what I love what he said. He took a question out of my mind and realized it to my face. What's the end game? Oh, I was like, what? Excuse me? What is the end game? Okay, you want to do this, but what's the end game? If you do it for 10 years, you got to wait. You can't be a pilot. You got to wait for 10 years. And then plus, you're going to go to a small branch. Okay. A small branch. How fast do you think you're going to move? Not fast enough. You go to a bigger branch, like the Army, right, or the Air Force, then you have a lot of room to grow. If you go to a small branch, like Space Force, has been around maybe like 4 or 5 years, maybe 6, right? It's not big enough, right? So then, how fast are you going to move up? You can't. You just got to be top notch, top gun, right? So then when I realized what we've been discussing, I'm like, wow, what's my end game? What is my end game? So I advise you, ladies and gentlemen, you listening, you, whatever business, wherever side hustle you want to take on or you want to create, what is your end game? Do you want to start something and create just for the little bit? You want to create something for the long term? Do you just want to make something? It's like almost like stocks. You want to pump and dump. I want to pump it and I'm gonna dump it. You know, there's a lot of things that we take considerations that we see businesses doing it, but we're not, we're looking at it from an aspect from looking in the mirror. Or let me phrase that. Looking through a window, right? If you're at the mall, you saw all these amazing, nice stuff that you want to purchase, right? Well, okay, you're outside looking in. You got to be from the inside looking out. So that's why I want to encourage you. All right, what's your end game? You want to start something. You want to create something. What is your end game? Find out your niche. It took me 5 years to find my niche. And I feel like this new podcast, this new relationship, this new fan base, right? Because I'm not just, I love my egos, but I'm setting up right now. I'm doing a calendar. Unfortunately, I have to put a pause. I'm going to get back into it next week. But like, things happen. That's going to be another podcast going into like, man, my family. Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, you'd be surprised the hate you will get from your family to try to jeopardize you. And I guarantee you, next week, this is going to be one of the podcasts you don't want to miss. How family members try to send your boy, Joey Fresh, to jail. All right, so stay tuned on that next week. I don't want to drop it. I want to stay ahead of the game, what my plan was. Unfortunately, I know I'm dropping this kind of late. A lot of things, you know, had been on hold because your boy had to get right first. So now I'm dropping this because you can't forget it. So game plan, niche to your game plan. All right, so now I understand what's my niche. Now let's execute it. Now I want to show you my guideline to help you in any way and matter you want to progress in any business or into your niche. Okay, I found my niche. My niche was talking crap. Well, why I love talking crap to what? I'm a big fan. I'm a big Eagles fan. All right, Eagles fan. What do you have that a lot of people want to know? Well, why do you hate Dallas? Well, let's find out. Why the fuck do you hate Dallas? And so you break it down, right? So, I know my niche, talking. I know my reasons. I'm a fan, an NFL fan of Eagles. And then I know that for a fact, I want to talk about Dallas and all the other teams. Okay, then let's organize it. So how are you going to do your shows? Well, I want to do it the same teams that I'm going to be playing against. So we have, fortunately, I wanted to do it this week with Washington, the Commanders. I may have to hold it back for next week with Dallas because it was kind of short notice to find a couple Washington fans to sit down. And I like, then this is the guideline. I want to talk to a couple fans prior to the game and a couple fans after the game. So I want to know, what's your prediction? What do you think while going into this? All right, then let's talk about the after effect. I want to get other two people's perspectives. Let's see, what was the reason? What's your excuse? What was the outcome from your point of view? And let's dig deep into it. Right, so I want to get more into this. So that's what I'm going to do. This is my little guideline. Set up the headliners of the people that are going to participate on my football schedule. Right, Washington, then we're going to have Dallas, and then we're going to have a bye week. Now, not bye week, I'm going to get a couple players that are not in my division, in my season. Like, we have a guy in Raiders that I'm going to get with him. And other people that are going to participate. And you know what? When you feel so passionate about it, you start realizing, I think this is something that's going to benefit me. I think this is something that's going to really change my life. You know, if the NFL picks us up and gives incentives back to the fans for the players, that's the blessing. That's the thing I want. I want fans to get recognized. Yeah, we're going to trash talk. Yes, we're going to find out the meaning. Yes, we're going to find out the relationship. But if I win by giving another fan compensation on going to the game, man, not just, and eventually I pray it works out the way I imagine. You know, sometimes it doesn't, but if eventually it will work out itself. But you just got to be consistent. You know, I've been consistent on my podcast, you know, the Joey Fresh Show. And I looked on my analytics today, right? Over 7,000 listeners. This past week, I had 200 listeners, you know? And I thank you. I'm getting a little emotional. I'm getting a little emotional because, like, I'm going on 6 years. Yeah, I don't got nothing to show for it, but you know how many lives I'm impacting? Sharing my journey, sharing my adversity to people that I haven't met. But sometimes when I come across, they're like, oh, you're Joey, right? From the Joey Fresh Show. I love your podcast. I listen to it. And it just, man. Sorry. She feels amazing. I know I'm not successful, but changing someone's life, let them, and them hearing you, man, money can't buy that. You know, and there was a moment I wanted to give up, you know? There was a moment like I didn't see no progress. I didn't see no recognition. And then when you start realizing that you got to keep working in the dark, your day is going to come when the light shines on you. Just don't give up. Do not give up. And I didn't. I came close to. And I encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get those moments in life. It's going to happen. It will happen. When you feel those moments that, I don't think this is for me anymore. But if you still get that little desire in your heart, just got to do, just go a little further more. That's when you really unfold and discover who you really meant to be. That dog in you, that beast in you. They don't make these beasts. They make the dog in you. Yeah. You know, shout out to my boy Manuel. Like, man, he's seen the life struggles, the life obstacles, the challenges that I've been going, even for my family. And shout out to my brother John. Like, you know, my brother Justin, you know, shout out to my brother Justin. It's his birthday today. He's a big Chargers fan. I wish him many blessings, him and his family. I love my brother to death. You know, he's working with Tesla. And, you know, I wish that, and I pray that God gives you more, an abundance of more, you know. And shout out to my boy Lewis. I saw this past weekend, you know. So let's get back to it. The niche. And before I do, I want to say once again, ladies and gentlemen, for those who took the time out the day to listen to this podcast, I pray that it encourage you. I pray that it's more beneficial for you in any type of way that's going to help to elevate you and get you where you need to go. I pray that it's all in your way. All right. So that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I want to make sure that you understand, find a niche. It's not gonna happen overnight. It's not gonna happen in 1 week. It's not gonna happen at the end of the month. You will find it. It's gonna pop up. It took me 4 or 5 years to realize this. You know? Yeah, that's a long time. It's a long time. You know, and I share this because it's almost like what happened. It's in the Bible when the handicapped guy, the guy that wasn't able to walk, right? He was in the market, right? The guy couldn't walk. He waited 38 years. He prayed. He prayed. And then that one day, his friends took him. And I heard that Jesus was coming. Let's go see. He could have and I use this as an analogy. I use this because you wonder, you ask, when is my time, God? When is it? When am I going to come to light? When I'm putting all this time in, I'm putting all this work in, and I'm not seeing no recognition. I'm not seeing no profit. I'm getting tired. I'm tired of crying. I'm tired that I'm not where I need to be. I see everyone shining before me. You just hear that voice that, hold on, my child. Your time's not yet. In due time. In due time. Just like was in that moment that Jesus was able to tell that man after 38 years, tell that man, stand up, my child. Stand up and grab your mat and walk. Man. Man, it hits me. Because it hits me hard, because I'm over here complaining, I'm over here whining. And then in that moment, I could have said no too. I didn't have to go to that reunion. But there was a moment and there was a place. There was a moment and a place, and I sacrificed everything I had to get up and drive the next day. My friend's coming, I'm gonna go see him. I haven't seen my mass in Sergeant Lucky. I haven't seen the people that I'm meant to see. And at that moment, I was surrounded with all nothing but business people. Yes, they're friends. Yeah, I could have called them. But it would be different if I was in person than on the phone. It's easy to connect with someone more connecting. Let me rephrase. Am I saying that right? You connect more in person than over the phone. That's right. You will connect more in person than over a phone. And that's what I felt like. That at that moment, that was a God moment. That was a God moment. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you pass up God moments and you don't realize that until it's too late. That was a God moment. Mm-hmm. Then we all went after dinner, we all had drinks. But understand that, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, I had to be there at that moment. That right there, I want to show you. I want to tell you. Right there is what God said, at this time, I'm going to open your eyes. Because everyone was talking, what do you do? Joe, I follow your podcast. Like, yeah, I saw you open, you're about to have another one. Like, and they were more intrigued. They were more like, I want to know more about it. And then I was like, this is my niche. After hearing everyone's niche that they turn into profits and turn into a program and start, you know, passionately working on it, I said, you know what? This is it. You know, this is it. Life is crazy. Life is crazy. If you don't slow down, you're going to miss it. Man. This episode got me more emotional. Guys, I feel it. I see it. Like, it's crazy. It's just like that man that Jesus told to get up, grab your mat, and walk. You can just feel that that faith in him that he's been praying after so many years, and that one moment, not even knowing, just hearing about Jesus coming and said, you know what? Jesus recognized me. Jesus recognized you. Who's listening? If this is meant for you, you're meant to listen. Because he knows that you are doing it. Against everything else. Against the enemy. Against your family. Against your friends. You are doing it. And don't give up on yourself. There are going to be moments. There are going to be moments. Trust me. Through adversity. There's going to be progressing. You're going to progress abundance. I encourage you. I really encourage you. So take this into consideration. Take this moment in life that you work on your niche and make a game plan. And then put that to work and let it work itself. You know, life's going to throw things at you. Be prepared. Be prepared. Bring yourself down to earth. Take a day. Take a moment. Catch your breath. You know? Because sometimes we get so excited, we forget that we're not on ground no more. We're flying in sky. I want to share that with you. Those moments, just calm down. Relax. Finish the game plan. Finish what you started, no matter what. You know, and then as I end this, I want to also give a shout out to my cousin that passed a year ago. His birthday is coming up this weekend. My cousin, Gustavo. He just turned 21. This weekend he will turn 22. But sometimes we don't realize that the loved ones that mean so dearly to us, that we don't acknowledge them. So I encourage you, take a moment to reach out to your loved ones just to say hi, show love, and don't live off regret. Don't live off regret. And I shared this moment with you because my friend Abdullah said, I'll just go next year. And I told him this as I shared this in my last podcast, regret. I said, if you had the moment right now to come. Then lift off regret and move it next year. And you say, I would have come if I had the chance to come. I know a lot of people wish to be here at this event this past weekend, but I encourage you that moments when they occur, take it. Because when you don't take those moments to realize, you be regretting that you didn't, you're regretting that you should have been there. So I encourage you, when moments come, when you, with reunion, with family, sometimes it's meant for you to be there. Now, if you're not meant to be there, life will show you you're not meant to be there. You got to follow the signs. It's all around you, ladies and gentlemen. So, just encourage you. And after today, my boy hits me up from Kuwait. He's like, man, I'm happy I listened to you. I knew I would have regretted it if I didn't go. I share that with you, ladies and gentlemen, because I helped him to make a decision that I knew that he will feel regretted if he didn't make it. So as we end this podcast, this segment, I wish you a wonderful evening and wonderful day. As I share a prayer, if you're ready to receive, close your eyes or listen with your ears if you drive this amazing prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, you bring this amazing message to us today to guide us, to protect us, to watch over us. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, that if we have a vision, a dream that you bring to light, help us find the niche that is in us and let us turn into it, into a business for others, to help them, to impact them, to help us, to help the love that you have given us, to share what you provided to us. Keep us humble. Keep us peace. Give us wisdom through lessons of adversity and obstacles and challenges. As you don't mean harm, but you give us life lessons due these moments in life. Protect our loved ones, protect our family, protect our friends, as each day is a blessing to have and each blessing to give us air to live. Be with us, guide us, and protect us from the evil and wrongdoers, because we know that our faith is strong with you, as the gentleman in the market, that you give him strength to walk again. Give us strength to walk forward, Lord Jesus Christ, and be with us day in and day out, but with your love and your blessing, we say amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if this is meant for you, and you know this could be for someone, I encourage you dearly to share this to someone that could really benefit this, because you don't know that something you heard today could help the person that's meant for tomorrow. Oh, your boy Fresh, You got to know the phrase, got to get up and go get it, because it's not what? Because it's meant for you. Let's go, baby. It's your boy, Fresh. You guys have a blessed night, blessed day. You already know. Let's go.